The sound and smell of bacon frying is a pretty common occurrence in households on weekend mornings. Now, imagine this happening in millions of households around the state. Then imagine the cumulative effect of all those greasy frying pans getting washed. It's something Liam Cavanagh, Director of Operations for Metro Wastewater Reclamation District, thinks about frequently.
If you think about 2 million people worth of wastewater, that's a lot of wastewater. And so if every household is dumping their bacon grease down the drain on Sunday morning, that can cause a lot of problems in the piping systems in here at the treatment facility.
Metro Wastewater Reclamation District treats the wastewater of about 2 million people in the Denver area. The Robert W. Hite plant, close to downtown Denver, deals with the bulk of it. Pretty much anything that goes down the drain in this area comes straight here to be treated, cleaned, and ultimately discharged back into the South Platte.
So what you're looking at here really is about right now 100 million gallons per day of wastewater flow coming in. And this, what we're looking at, is mainly from areas in Denver and south and west of the Denver central area. We also have another flow over here that you can see that comes from Aurora, Denver International Airport, and areas north and east of this facility. So we have two different influence streams, and we run two parallel treatment processes here at the facility. And then we go through those processes and eventually combine at our effluent that then recharges the South Platte River.
This treatment plant is able to handle the usual suspects that get sent down drains and toilets in a busy urban area like this. But they're encountering a growing trend that's causing problems with the system. Fats, oils and grease, or fog. And it's becoming a major issue for municipalities around the world, sometimes leading to situations like this one in London in 2017.
One of the biggest fatbergs in the world was found in the Victorian sewers below Whitechapel. It was 250 metres long.
To give you a visual reference of the size of that monster, its length was the entire span of Tower Bridge plus an extra 6 metres.
While Denver hasn't experienced anything close to this scale, fog has become a big enough issue for entities like Metro Wastewater to launch a public awareness campaign. Fort Collins is another municipality dealing with this. They've launched their own campaign, letting the public know that fog can clog. Andrew Gingrich, Director of Waterfield Operations for the City of Fort Collins Utilities, says it's not just grease that's an issue.
We do find a lot of flushable wipes in our system, and it is one of the leading causes to backups that we have, along with fats, oils, and greases. And then there's other things that get flushed, but I'd say the flushable wipes and fats, oils, and greases are our main contributing to backups that we see, and the reason for our aggressive cleaning and of our pipes.
Those flushable wipes are not so flushable after all, and they're becoming an increasingly large problem for communities around the world. But while they're marketed as flushable, they don't biodegrade like toilet paper does. And then when they're combined with fats, oils and grease, that's when the real problems start.
All that debris starts, and then it just starts to build, and it's a big solid block. I've heard stories of our operators pulling what they thought was a cement parking block out of a sewer because it looked like cement, and it was actually a big congealed log of grease that had just built up over the years.
Andrew Gingrich of Fort Collins says that while restaurants should have a grease catchment system, it's the general public who might be unaware of the impact of what they're doing.
So one of the issues with grease is that typically when grease is poured down the drain, it's hot. And so it looks like it's just going to go down the drain. But when it comes in contact with that other water, either in your home or once it gets to our system, that water is not as hot. And then that grease will start to congeal and then it'll stick to our pipes. And then once you start to get that impediment, then more grease is going to stick to that grease. And that's how you start to develop the fatberg.
So here's a quick rundown of what does and doesn't go down the drain and the toilet. Q-tips, dental floss, flushable wipes, dead goldfish. Definitely not. Fats, oils and grease. That's a big no-no. Toilet paper. Toilet paper is, in fact, the only thing that you should flush down the toilet along with the other two P's. You know what they are. And what about down your kitchen sink? No solids. And that includes fats that will solidify. Instead, scrape it into a container like a tin can and then dispose of it. Back at the Robert W. Hite Treatment Facility near Denver, it's a stark reminder of why we need to be aware of what we're putting down the drain or flushing down the toilet. We're here at the end of the treatment process, and the water, now treated and disinfected, is discharged back into the South Platte River on its way to another user downstream. Liam Cavanaugh, the Director of Operations for Metro Wastewater, says that while people might not give a second thought about what goes down their drain, we really should all pay attention to it, particularly as the water being discharged here makes up more than 85% of the South Platte River flow from this point on.
It's not just the sewer that dumps into the river. There really are downstream consequences of putting things down your drain that can impact our operations and ultimately impact water quality in the river.
For Connecting the Drops and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Maeve Conran.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and Water Education Colorado. Find out more at watereducationcolorado.org. Support is provided by CoBank, which provides financing solutions for rural water systems. Find out more at cobank.com.